Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to learn Ksubas Dav Vav. We are holding on the very top of Dav Vav Amid Aleph at the top line of the page. Itmar Bebe Rav, or just Bebe Rav, depending on whether you read the parentheses or not. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously L'Zchus Rufo Shlema for Esther Bas Sara. And it's also sponsored L'Ilui Nishmas, the second yard site of Kayla Hollander, which was Ches Tammuz, and the Neshama and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to continue in the sugya of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos. Is it permissible to have Bia for the first time at Shabbos? And in fact, the entire daf is about that sugya of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos. But along the way, we're going to hit upon some important topics related to Hilcho Shabbos, related to Davashem Meskavein, and related to the Malacha of or the Isser of Schita, and how that and what Av Malacha that might relate to. The Gemara is going to talk about at what point after a woman gets married we stop assuming that the blood that she's seeing is Dam Besulim, and we start assuming that the blood that she's seeing is in fact Dam Nida. So all of that within the context of Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos, of having Bia the first time in Shabbos. Also going to talk about how long we assume a person is Tarud on after getting married to a Besula, in that he's Pater from Kriyashma. How many nights after the Chasen is he Pater from Kriyashma? And does that Petur extend to Friday night as well? So let's get working and let's begin on Dav Vav Amid Aleph at the very top of the page. So either Itmar or just Bebe Rav, the Marshal takes away the word Itmar. So Bebe Rav Amri, Rav Shari, Ushmol Asar. In Rav's yeshiva, they taught that Rav was the one who allowed Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos, and Shmuel was the one that said that it was Asar. Ooh, I said I was going to record the Zoom. Let me just record.
Recording in progress.
Oh, there we go. So picking up from Vav Amid Aleph at the top. So for they want to play it in shul in the morning on the screens in the front of the shul. Okay, so picking up on the top again. Bebe Rav Amri, Rav Shari Ushmol Asar. That Rav allows Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos and Shmuel does not allow Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos. So Benarda Amri, but in Naharda, which is where Shmuel was the Rav, they said Rav Asar Ushmol Shari. That Rav is the one that said that it's Asar and Shmuel is in fact the one that said that it's Mutar. Amr of Nachum Rietzuk v'simanayich, the siman to remember, not to make a mistake, to confuse what the Bei Rav said with what they said in Arda, is Eilu Mekilin Liatzman, Ve'Eilu Mekilin Liatzman, that each one said, attributed the more Mekil view to their own Rosh Hashiva, to their own Rav, and that's a way to remember who said what. This does not mean to say that because they had to follow their own Rav, so they held that their Rav is the Matir. No, meaning they had a genuine Kabbalah that their Rav was one that was Matir. Nachum Bar Yitzchak is just telling us a way to remember it. He's not telling us that everyone was biased in their recollections and in their memories because they also desperately wanted to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos. So the way that they ensured that that would be the case is that they remembered their Rabbi as being Mekel. In fact, when it comes to Chachmei HaMesora, Rav Shechter often points out to us that one is not allowed to believe that they're biased. One has to assume that Chachmei HaMesora are telling you their honest to goodness opinion of what the MS is in an unbiased way, not with any netios. If it's any netios, then it's not MS la'amito, even when it seems that way. Rav Shachter always gives the example of that it was after a Shemitah year, and there were advertisements in the Yiddish newspapers that Rav Soloveitchik held that you were allowed to buy the Heter Mechira Esrogim, and the Satmar Rebbe held that you were not allowed to, and you should buy the Moroccan Esrogim or something like that. I don't remember the exact detail, but something of that nature. And here Rav Shachter said, anyone who thinks that Soloveitchik passed in the way he did because he's a member of Mizrahi, and that the Satmar Rebbe passed in the way he did because he was the Satmar Rebbe, that's denying the greatness of our Chachmei HaMesora and the total independence of the Chachmei HaMesora. So it's hard to believe sometimes, but that is the so it's not that each one was saying that their rabbi was the one, their Rav, their Rosh Yeshiva was the one who was Mekel because they were biased to do so. It's just a mnemonic, an easy way for us to remember it. So the Gemara assumes right now that the reason that the one, whoever it is that was Mekel, the reason that he was Mekel to be Baal of Besula on Shabbos is because he holds that a Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter, not because it's Mekalkel. So the Gemara is going to challenge that idea, meaning that if Dam Mifkad Pakid, so he's not Miskaven to make a Pesach. And if it's dam chiburi michbar, he's not miskaven to make a Pesach, nor is he miskaven for the dam. He's only miskaven for a no'as atzmo. And since it's a davar shein miskaven, it's going to be mutter. So says the Gemara, v'rav shari, is that possible to say that Rav is mekil on a davar shein miskaven, that Rav is matir a davar shein miskaven? Vam Rav Sim Bar Chizki Mishmei Rav, hai misuchraya d'nizyasa. If you have a closing of a keg, of a beer keg, or a barrel of wine, that they used to close it off with, they used to seal off the opening with begadim, they would take a shmata and they would squeeze it in to seal the opening. You're not allowed to attach that beged, that shmata, into the hole of the wine barrel on Yom Tov, because by doing so, some wine is going to get squeezed out of the beged, and that's going to be a violation of the Isra of Schita on Yom Tov. Now, you're not trying to be sochet, you're not intending to be sochet, but the bottom line is you are being sochet. So that is a violation of it, that is a davar shein miskaven. And yet it says, Asur ladoka biyamatova, that Rav holds that it's usur to do so on Yom Tov, because even though it's davar shein miskaven, apparently it's still going to be usur. Now, when we say that it's going to be a violation of schita, it's important to remember that schita is not one of the lamatas malachas. The Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel lists off lamatas malachas of Shabbos. Schita is not one of them. So the Rishonim discuss, so what is the isser of squeezing out liquid from a beged? So some say that it's an isser mishum melabein, that melabein is when they would clean the wool from any impurities that attached itself to the wool. So when you're sochet a beged, you're being melabein, you're cleaning the beged, because by this schita, that's how you would launder things. When you launder something, you get the whole thing wet, and then you squeeze out the water, and along with that water comes the dirt that was trapped in the beged. So when you have a beged that has wine absorbed in it, it's filthy. So when you squeeze out the wine, you're being malabin the beged. That's the shita of the Ri that is quoted in Tosos. However, other Rishonim say that the issur is one of mifarek. Mifarek means to detach or to unload. That someone who is sochet is mifarek the mashke from the place where it is balua. The issur of the machlokas is, can you be mechayiv sochet mishum mifarek? Whether it's shaykh to be mechayiv over here, sochet mishum mifarek, the yisod of machlokas is about psik reishay de lo nichle, because over here lecharetz lo nichle in the schita of the yayin from the beged, because the yayin is holech li ibud. So can that be problematic if it's something that's a psik reishay de lo nichle? The shita of the aruch is that a psik reishay de lo nichle is mutter lechadchila, even according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon is matir davshin meskaven, but admits that a psik reishay is going to be aser. We'll say that a psik reishay de lo nichle, says the aruch, is going to be mutter. So Rabbeinu Tam brings many rayos to that shita, but the Ri rejects each raya, and he says that even a psik reishay de lo nichle is going to be aser, at least midrabanan, at least on the level of a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. And the aruch, who holds that you're not chayiv mishum mefarik over here, holds that this did in a different way, that the steam of the gigas of the beer barrel is aser in Yom Tov, because you're going to be mevatel the steamer to the gigas, and you're going to make a kli on Shabbos. So that's part of the conversation over here, is whether a psik reishay de lo nichle is going to be mutter or is going to be aser. But be that as it may, in the context of our Gemara, and that's by the way a much much bigger discussion, meaning whenever we discuss schita, we always have to go through both issues, because each one has an exception. Schita mishum melabein l'chora should only apply to mayim, not to shar mashkim, because if you're being sochet shar mashkim from a beged, the beged's not really getting clean, so it's not really melabein. Whereas when you squeeze water out of the beged is in fact getting clean, and therefore it would be melabein. Schita mishum mefarek l'chora would only be true if the liquid that you're squeezing out is not holich li'ibud, that it doesn't get lost, doesn't get ruined as soon as it's squeezed out, but it goes, it gets caught and it can be used again. Whereas if it gets ruined, then it's not a violation of mefarek. So if one manages to squeeze squeeze out Shar Mashkin in a way that's holichli ibud, then it would not be schita at all. It would be neither mefarik nor melabein. So that's a major discussion that the poskim have when it comes to using a toothbrush on Shabbos, whether a toothbrush is a violation of schita. So one of the svaras to be mekil is that it gets ruined as soon as the liquid gets squeezed out of the toothbrush, it becomes ruined and useless when it comes out of the toothbrush, and therefore it cannot be schita mishum mefarik. It's also not melabein because it's mixed. It's not just water; it's mixed in with toothpaste and the like, and therefore it's not really cleaning out the bristles of the toothbrush in that way. So that is but it's a broader discussion. Many many poskim are machmir, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's mekel on the schita issue on the toothbrush. But Rav Moshe was machmir on that issue. But back into our Gemara, the Gemara is saying, how can you tell me that Rav allows having beer for the first time in Shabbos? And I presume the reason you say that he holds you're allowed to do it is because it's a davar shein miskavin is mutter, but isn't attaching a shmata into a wine barrel also schita in a davar shein miskavin kind of way? And yet Rav still says that it's aser. So says the Gemara, it could be that Rav holds a davar shein miskavin is mutter like Rabbi Shimon, and he still does not allow sticking the shmata into the wine barrel, because bahu afil Rabbi Shimon, that even Rabbi Shimon is afil Rabbi Shimon moda. In the case of the wine barrel, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's aser, because Rabbi Shimon only allows the davar shein miskavein when it's not certainly going to happen, when the malacha is not going to certainly result. That Rabbi Shimon is going to be moda, even though davar shein miskavein is mutter, that if it's a psikreshe, if it's unavoidable that the malacha is going to result, then it's going to be aser. Psikreshe literally means if you cut off its head, velo yamos, do you think it's not going to die? So since it's impossible to cut off the head, even though you may be cutting off the head of a chicken, because children used to like to play with chicken heads in those days, and you have no intention of nitilas nesham, of shchita, of killing the animal, but what do you think is going to happen when you decapitate the animal? Obviously it's going to die. So hu adin, stimas piachavis, certainly when you squeeze wine out of the beged that's absorbed, where the wine is absorbed, it's not going to help that you're not having kavana to be sochet, because you know for sure that it's going to be nischat, that it's going to be squeezed out. However, when it comes to a basula having bia for the first time in Shabbos, it is far from a certainty that there's going to be any sort of malacha done through that act of bia, because one could be boel in such a way, what we call boel bahataya, that he could be boel in a sideways kind of way where he bypasses the basulim and actually does not break the basulim, and therefore Rav is going to be matir to be boel on Shabbos because it's davar sheino miskavein. But so I asked the Gemara, V'amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, but didn't Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav tell us that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that Dov Shein Meskavin is Osir? So it's Rav telling us that we follow Rav Yehuda, Dov Shein Meskavin is Osir. Rav Chan Barami Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rav Shimon, and Shmuel says that we follow Rav Shimon, that Dov Shein Meskavin is Mutter. So doesn't this conclusively teach us that we now know whether the fellows in Rav's yeshiva were correct, or the Talmidim in Shmuel, in Naharda, in Shmuel's town, were correct about who the Mekil was and who the Machmir was? Because you see that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shein Miskavin is Asher, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Dov Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Masnila Belo Gavri. And Rav Chiya Bar Avin taught this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel even more directly, without them being cited by anyone in a later generation. Just very straightforward. Rav Amar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Rabbi Shimon, that Rav holds Halacha Zak Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel holds that the Halacha Zak Rabbi Shimon. So now we have a Kasha and Rabbi that we have a Kasha on the Bay Rav, rather, that who said the opposite. The Bay Rav said that Rav was the one that allows having Bia B'tchila B'Shabbos, and Shmuel's the one that says that it's Asur to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Li'olam Rav K'Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. Maybe I could really tell you that Rav holds that a davar shein miskavein is Asur. and still he allows having bia for the first time on Shabbos with the basula, but not because it's a davar she'ena miskaven, but rather because it's a different meleches machsheves factor, and that is that he's mekalkel in that melacha. And the Gemara explains in what way is he being mekalkel in the melacha when he has bia for the first time in Shabbos. Lahach v'shna davar damifkad pakid. According to the lashon, the first lashon that said that damifkad pakid. Right? Remember we had the two lines of questioning that if you hold that the metzius is that the dam is mifkat pakid, then what do you hold about a series of machlokas? So according to that lashon, that holds dam mifkat pakid, and therefore there is no wound that's created when one has bia for the first time. The entire melacha in question, if you hold dam mifkat pakid, is asias pesach. It's bonet, it's makabepatish. So mekalkelu etzala pesach, by making that pesach, you are being mekalkel. You are ruining the woman. In what way are you ruining the woman? Because previously she was a basula. A ksubas basula is mesayim zuz. A ksubas ba'ula is only a mana. So you see that a basula is obviously more valuable than a ba'ula. So in a certain way, you are devaluing her. So therefore, it's considered a mekalkel. And lahach lishna da'amar dam chibur michbar, according to the lashon that assumed that the blood is actually attached in the skin, and therefore the violation of the malacha in question when doing a bia for the first time is not only asiyas pesach, but it's also asiyas chabura. It's also making a wound. So mekalkel b'chaburahu. So when it comes to making that wound, that is also a mekalkel, just like making the pesach is a mekalkel. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that when it comes to a mekalkel b'chabura, you're pater just like any other malacha you'd be pater. Meaning that was the further machlokas from Rabbi Shimon, if you recall from yesterday, that there was not only machlokas from Rabbi Shimon about davar she'ena miskaven, where Rabbi Shimon holds mutter and Rabbi Yehuda holds aser, but there was a further machlokas. What about, we know that mekalkel generally is a patur in melacha Shabbos, but what about mekalkel b'chabura, where the very nature of the melacha of making a wound seems to be a mekalkel? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that the patur of mekalkel applies even to chavala, to making a wound, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that no, there's no such p'tur of mekalkel. So Rav is passing like Rabbi Yehuda on that machlokas, that we paskin that mekalkel is in fact a p'tur, and therefore Rav holds that it's mutter to have bia b'tchil b'shabbos, even though he holds that davar she'ena miskaven is aser. Now Tosfos points out we could have also answered within Shmuel that really maybe Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, but according to the Shita Dam if it's not a davar she'ena miskaven. It's le pesach utzarech that the malacha is making a pesach, and your intention was to make a pesach. So maybe Shmuel even holds davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, and he could still hold that it's aser to have bia for the first time on Shabbos because maybe it's a davar miskaven. And if you hold chiburim mechbar, maybe le dam utzarech. And if it's le dam utzarech, then it's a davar hamiskaven. So Tosfos points out that we didn't have to give the answer only within Rav to show that the machlokas about what you hold about davar she'ena miskaven does not necessarily reflect on the machlokas about what you hold about bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. It's on both of them. Both Rav and Shmuel can say that within either shita of bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. So again, the Gemara tried to attach the machlokas, whether you're allowed to have bia for the first time at Shabbos, to the broader machlokas about davar she'ena miskaven, and the Gemara just got through telling us that those two are not necessarily related, that it's possible that davar she'ena miskaven is aser, and it's still mutter to have bia b'tchila b'Shabbos if you hold that mekalkel is mutter. And it's possible, Tosfos pointed out, that bia b'tchila b'Shabbos is aser, that davar she'ena miskaven rather is mutter, and still aser to have bia b'tchila b'Shabbos, because it could be that bia b'tchila b'Shabbos is a davar hamiskaven. So now the Gemara asks on Shmuel, at least Shmuel within the understanding of the Bei Rav. Remember the Bei Rav, the people in Rav's Beis Medrash thought that Shmuel said that it's aser to have bia for the first time in Shabbos. So Masav Rav Chista, so Rav Chista challenges from a Mishnah in Meseches Nida. The Mishnah discusses at what point you have to assume that when you marry a basula and she keeps on bleeding, at what point you have to assume that the blood that's coming out of her is no longer dam basulim. That at a certain point we have to assume that she has just become a nida, it's become dam nida. So tinoka shlogi is manaliros. It depends on a few factors. One of them is her her age, and the other is her history, right? Has she seen blood yet? Has she had her period yet? Is she old enough to have her period yet? So if she's a tinoka, shlogias manaliros, she's before the age where she would see damnida. She's not even 12 years old yet. That's the assumption. That's the age that would be zmanaliros. Vinises, and she gets married. So we're not sure if the dam that she keeps seeing is dam basulim or dam nida. So mikra dim, because mikra din, dam basulim is not metame like dam nida is. Meaning that's the din midaraisa. It happens to be that Chazal made a gezeira, nida dav samachay, that we treat dam basula like dam nida, but this Mishnah must be before Chazal ever made such a gezeira, and therefore it's a worthy conversation to have before there's a gezeira that dam basulim is treated the same as dam nida. It's important to know the difference between dam basulim and dam nida. It happens to be that even Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch points out, where we are gozer that dam basulim is metami in isha kedam nida, but it still comes with the recognition that that's only a chumrah, and therefore the halacha is, the Gemara tells us, I think in Masechta Shavuos, that if a couple is in the middle of having tashmish and the woman says, I just became a nida, she feels a hargasha and she realizes she became a nida, the halacha is they have to stop in their tracks. He has to, it's part of Bekarka, Masiach, Daito, Ledover Acher, Yamtinat, She'ever Meis, and then pull out so that he doesn't have any Hanos Tashmish. He shouldn't even pull out with a Kishrei Ever, because that would be Hanos Tashmish. Whereas, when a couple on the first night that they're married has Tashmish and she's a Basula, so even though he knows he broke her Basulim, and therefore there's undoubtedly some Dam Basulim, they're allowed to continue to have Tashmish, to finish that Tashmish, because we recognize that the Dam Basulim is only a Chumrah, it's not Me'ikar Adin. But anyway, this Mishnah must be talking about before there ever was a Gezer on Dam Basulim. So we need to know how much of this blood, how many days of bleeding are you going to assume is still Dam Basulim, and at what point do you say no one has that much Dam Basulim and it must be Dam Nida? So Beshamirom Nosla Arba Alelos, that we give her 4 nights. For the first 4 nights that she's Nevelas, we assume that it's Dam Basulim, but if she continues to see Dam after 4 nights, we can no longer assume Dam Basulim, we have to assume Dam Nida. Ubeisil Amrim Ad Shetichyamake. And Beisil says we continue to assume it's Dam Basulim until she has Tashmish one time without seeing Dam. Once she has Tashmish one time without seeing Dam, then we know that that she has healed from her Dam Basulim, and any further seeing of Dam at any subsequent Tashmish will be assumed to be Dam Nida. The Mishnah goes on to say that's if when the girl was under 12. But what if Higiyas Manaliros? What if she's already old enough to become a Nida? Vinises. So Higiyas Manaliros means she's old enough to become a Nida, but she has not yet actually become a Nida. And then she gets married. So Beshamirom Nosana Laila Harishon. We just give her that first night, that any Dam that she sees on that night, we can assume is Dam Basulim. But after that, on the second night, you already assume that it's Dam Nidus. And Basil says any dam that she sees from the night they get married, which is Wednesday night, which is halachically Thursday, until Motzai Shabbos, which is a total of 4 nights, right? Because Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzai Shabbos, and throughout all 4 of those nights, we assume it's Dam Basulim, and only after that do we assume it's not, it's Dam Nida. It happens to be that Mishnah, by the way, continues with a third case of a Tinoka Shegias Manaliros and Ra'asa, meaning our Gemara doesn't have to quote it because it's irrelevant. We only spoke about a Tinokas Shelo Higiyas Manaliros and a Tinokas Shehigiyas Manaliros, but it's not yet Ra'asa. The Mishnah over there continues that sometimes you have a girl who gets married and she has already been Anida in the past. So Beishami over there says we give her just the Bias Mitzvah, that only the blood that comes from the Bias Mitzvah is Dam Basulim, after that is Dam Nida. Beisil says you give her kol halayla kula, that as many times as they have bia that one night, we still presume it to be Dam Basulim and not Dam Nida. So now the Gemara is medayik. What's the reason the Mishnah said ad motzoy Shabbos? What, do we not know how to do math? That if their first bia is Wednesday night, so 4 nights later is motzoy Shabbos? My love, isn't the Mishnah trying to tell me di'ilo ba'al, that even if they didn't have a full bia and there's still some basulim there, Motzi Ba'il, he's still allowed to continue having Bia, Afilu B'Shabbos, even though he knows that she's going to bleed, or, and he's going to be broadening the Pesach, he's going to be making the Pesach in her body by having that Bia on Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah says Ad Motzoi Shabbos, meaning to show us that we're incorporating Friday night as one of the nights of Bia, even though it's going to be in violation of whatever halacha one may violate by having a first Bia on Shabbos. So it's interesting, over here it's not really a first Bia, because she's had Bia Wednesday night and Thursday night, but it's the assumption that whatever violation there would be with a first Bia, there would also be when there's still some Besulim left. So bottom line is, you see from this Mishnah that you're allowed to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos. So says Amar Rav Lo, Levarmi Shabbos. The Mishnah does not mean that you can have Bia on Shabbos. It means 4 nights with excluding Shabbos. But in Shabbos itself, maybe it's Asur to have Bia. Why? Whichever Shita you want to hold, whether it's making a wound, whether it's making a Pesach. So you can't ask a Kasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah. So Amalei Habayis says to Rav, Vaha Ad Motzoi Shabbos Arba Leilus Katani. What do you mean? It's explicit in the Mishnah that it's 4 nights until Motzoi Shabbos. According to you, that it's Motzoi Shabbos, but you skip Shabbos, it's only 3 nights. It's Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Motzoi Shabbos. So how can that be properly labeled 4 nights Ad Motzoi Shabbos? Tosos raises the question, what does Rava hold? Does he not know that Dal Leilos Ad Motzoi Shabbos? Meaning, that's a kasha that really should never have needed to be asked. Meaning, it's such an obvious one. So Tosos says that since Rava holds that those 4 nights are 4 consecutive nights, that even if they don't have Bia on one night, each night counts toward the minion of Arba Leilos. So the Shitasa Rava holds that Ad Motzoi Shabbos Arba Leilos does not mean that you can be Boel on all four of those nights. It's just that's the total number of nights that you're tola b'dam b'sulim, whether you're boel on each night, whether you're not. Meaning, where Rava holds is that it's not totally on number of bios, it's totally on number of nights, whether you have them whether you have bia on each of those nights, or whether you skip one of those nights. So arba leilos in total, as the calendar works out, if one of them is Friday night, is not going to include Friday night. So, but either way, that was maybe Rava's hava amina. But once Abaye challenged Rava and he said, "No, you can't tell me that they're skipping Friday night. It says Ad Motzoi Shabbos Arba Alelos." So the Rava now reverts back. He changes back and he rejects the raya from the Mishnah in a different way. Ella Amar Rava Kisha Baal. Maybe the Mishnah Taka does mean 4 nights, that he's Boel each of those nights, including Shabbos. But you cannot bring a raya from our Mishnah that you're allowed to be Boel of Besula for the first time on Shabbos, because in that case, they were clearly talking about where she already had Bia on Wednesday night and Thursday night. So that's why we allow the Bia on Shabbos. Granted, there may not be, the Besula may not be entirely removed, but you cannot compare Bia for the first time to Bia for the third time. So says Mar Ike Shabbal, my Kamashmalan. Well, if they already had Bia, what's the great Chiddush of the Mishnah telling me that they could have Bia until Motzoi Shabbos? That to just say that you give her 4 nights, if the Mishnah is not telling me that you can have Bia on Shabbos as well, some Chiddush, that you can have Bia Rishona on Shabbos as well, then why is the Mishnah redundant by saying 4 nights until Motzai Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Rava responds, even if you assume that the Mishnah is talking about where they already had a full Bia before Shabbos, Kamash Melon, Deshari Lemivol B'Shabbos, it's telling me a Chiddush that you're allowed to have Bia, period, on Shabbos, that even a Bia Shnia is Mutzar on Shabbos, even though there might be some of the Besulim left. That Shmuel said it's a chiddush to say that even if the woman's the hymen is still not fully removed, it's not fully ruptured, that you could still have bia on Shabbos, and that that's not a violation of any halacha. So who did, when it comes, if a person already had bia gemura before Shabbos, you could have bia on Shabbos, even though it's possible that there will be some besulim there, and you're going to make a chabura, you're going to make some sort of wound, because that's not your intention. So now the Gemara brings another raya against the shita that holds that you're not allowed to have bia with a basula for the first time on Shabbos. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah in the second parak of Brachos. Chasen patam rekriya shema Laila Rishon. The Chasson Pater from Kriya Shema on the first night, on that Wednesday night that he gets married, Ad Motzoi Shabbos, all the way until Motzoi Shabbos, Im Lo Asa Maisa. If he has not yet had Bia, meaning so long as he has not yet had Bia, he's going to be Tarud, he's going to be distracted, and that extends until Motzoi Shabbos. The exemption from Kriya Shema extends that far. But from Motzoi Shabbos and on, even though he did not yet have Bia, his Petur from Kriya Shema runs out, because at that point, he's no longer Tarud B'Bila, so he may not be thrilled about the fact that they haven't had Bia yet, but he's sort of gotten used to that reality. Meaning when a new chassan gets married and he's expecting to be on the first night and it doesn't happen the first night or the second night, he's freaking out. He's having a difficult time. He's not able to think about anything else. But at a certain point in time, when he realizes he's going to need a little extra help, whether it be therapy or medication or whatever, so he just comes to grips with the new reality and he's able to focus on somewhat, at least on other things again. So that's the idea, that the assumption is not Torah in the Bia. That's how the Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rashba writes that even from Motzoi Shabbos and on, it's part from Kriya Shema. The chiluk between Ad Motzoi Shabbos and Le'achar Motzoi Shabbos, says the Rashba, is that up until Motzoi Shabbos, even though they don't let him know that he's going to be Boel that night, he's part from Kriya Shema, because their derech was to be miyachid her to him on those nights. Motzoi Shabbos and on, he's not part from Kriya Shema unless he knows that he's going to have alone time with her and that he's going to be able to be with her. So, but again, Pashtus is like the Rambam, that it's just that there's an adjustment period, and after that Motzoi Shabbos, he's adjusted. So says Gemara, my love, the Torah, the Bible, the Mivol. Well, why is it that the Chasson is part of Kriya Shema those four nights? Isn't it because he assumes that night he's going to be having Bia, and that night includes Friday night, it includes Shabbos. So I'm like, Abaye lo, the Torah de lo ba'il. It doesn't mean that he's nervous about what's going to happen. He's nervous about what has not yet happened. He's nervous about the fact that they have not yet had Bia, and that itself is distracting to him. So I'm like, Rava, mishum tir de pater. Rava says, wait, because he's distracted and upset about the fact that he has not yet been mekayim the mitzvah, he's going to be pater from Kriya Shema. Elamayat, if that were the case, anything that's upsetting should pater him from Kriya Shema. Tavas finasu biyama chinami to pater. If he had a boat that capsized and that sank in the ocean, he should be pater from Kriya Shema by that same logic. V'chitei machinami, maybe he'll say, yeah, good, so let him be pater. If the stock market crashes, let him be pater from Kriya Shema. But we know that that's not true, because an avil is obligated in all mitzvahs in the Torah, even though presumably an avil is very mitzta'er, and he's very upset. So don't tell me that someone who's mitzta'er about anything is part of from Kriya Shema. An avil is plenty mitzta'er, and he's chayiv in everything, except for one technicality, that he's part of from tefillin, because it says pe'er by tefillin. Even by tefillin, it's only an avil b'yom rishon that's part of from tefillin. After Yom Rishon, he becomes chayiv in tefillin. Tells the struggles with the issue that how do I know that an avel is pater from tefillin? Because the pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel to act out being an avel, but he says but still wear your tefillin. Even though you're pretending in the Valley of Dry Bones, you're pretending to be like an avel, you're acting out the part of an avel, but still put on your tefillin. So you see from there that an avel is normally pater from tefillin, because Yecheskel is wearing tefillin. So Tos struggles with the question, why is it when it comes to tefillin, we assume that whatever Hashem was telling Yecheskel is that Yecheskel is an exception, whereas when it comes to Talmud Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Hanikdom, you're not allowed to speak and learning now because you're practicing Avelus. So we assume that that's a model, that's not an exception, that Hu Hadin, every other Avel is in that same boat, that they're also not allowed to learn Torah. So it also says that less or gamrinan, the midas rachman yilcheskel kolayam nami oser, aval hatir lo gamrinan, the leil chudei lemishra asi, that whatever is an iser on yilcheskel, we can learn is an iser on everybody else also that's an avel. Whatever is a heter, we're not able to learn from yilcheskel. So, but bottom line is the focus over here, even though sometimes people get distracted over here in this gemara and start focusing on tefillin, the focus here really is on the other 612 mitzvos. It's that an avel is chayiv in all the other mitzvos, even though he's Tarud. So don't tell me that any time a person is distracted in Tarud, that they're Pater from Kriyat Shema. Elo Amar Rava Tanayihi. Rava says, you know what? You're right. The reason the Pater is Chasson is Pater from Kriyat Shema is not because he has not yet had Bia. That's not a tier to the mitzvah. The mission of Pater from Kriyat Shema, even on Friday night, is because he's presuming that he will have Bia that Friday night. You're going to ask then, it's a Kasha on Shmuel, who says you're not allowed to have Bia on Friday night. Here you have a Mishnah that patters the Chasson because he assumes he will have Bia on Friday night. Tanai, it's Machlokas Tanai, whether you're allowed to have Bia for the first time in Shabbos. The Tanachadim lo asamayi sabrishon patr af b'sheni, b'sheni patr af b'shlishi. That one Brisa says, if you didn't have Bia Wednesday night, you're patr even on Thursday night from Kriya Shema. If you didn't have Thursday night, then you're patr even on Friday night from Kriya Shema, because the assumption is that there will be Bia Rishona that night. V'tani idach, Rishon v'sheni patr shlishi chayiv. And then there's another Brisa that tells us, if you didn't have Bia on Wednesday night, you're patr Thursday night, but if you didn't have Bia yet on Thursday night, you're going to be chayiv on Friday night, because there is no Bia Rishona on Friday night. V'abaye. Now, the Gemara asks, how's Abaye going to explain this machlokas tanaim? Abaye holds that even though it's usher to have Bia with the Basul on Shabbos, a chasson is still patur from Kriya Shema, because he's tarul about the fact that he did not yet have Bia. So why would Abaye, how's Abaye going to explain the Tana that holds that on Friday night you're chayiv in Kriya Shema? Remember, Abaye held, even if you don't plan on having Bia that night, the fact that you haven't yet had Bia is enough reason to patur you from Kriya Shema. So how's Abaye going to understand why there's a brisa that says that that you're chayiv in Kriya Shema on Friday night? So says Marah Hasam Nami B'tir Depligi. Abaye will say that those Tanaim argue about the dinim of Tirda, that the Tana that holds that you're patur even on Shabbos is not because he holds that you're allowed to be on Shabbos, is because you're having tsar over the fact that you did not yet have Bia, and that Shita holds that even a tsar of a mitzvah that's not during the Zman where you could be Mekayim the mitzvah is enough to exempt you from Kriya Shema, unlike an Avil who's chayiv in all mitzvahs in the Torah, even though he's mitzvah over his mace, because the mitzvah is not for him to be mitzvah, the mitzvah to be mitzvah, the mitzvah is for him to have Avelus. Whereas the Tana that holds on Shabbos Yuchayiv in Kriya Shema, he holds that because the person is someone who's having a tsar of a mitzvah is not put from the mitzvah unless he's actively engaged in trying to do the mitzvah. And on Shabbos, he can't be doing the mitzvah, and therefore he's not going to be put from Kriya Shema. Vahani Tanoi, Kiani Tanoi. But Rava, who disagrees with this, with Abaye, would say these same Tanoim that disagree whether a chasson is put from Kriya Shema on Friday night argue about the same machlokes tanaim that we find in a different brisa about Bias Pesula on Shabbos. The Tanya Hakoni says the Pesula lo yivol b'tchil b'Shabbos ucham matirin, that here you have explicitly that the Tanakama says that you're not allowed to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos, and the Chabbos say yes you are, that it's mutter to have Bia for the first time on Shabbos. So, you know, it's so amazing that we had this brisa the whole time up our sleeve and we were holding back on it, meaning we had this whole discussion, is it mutter, is it asra, I have a raya from here, a raya from there, oh no, it's a machlokas tanaim, and some the machlokas tanaim about Kriya Shema or something. We had a brisa right here that has machlokas tanaim directly about Bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. So it's fascinating that we didn't that we were hiding it the whole time. So Tosfos writes in Dibra Maskel V'Ani Tanai that Abaye would rather be dochek and explain the tanaim in the previous brisas l'kuli alma that kuli alma holds like Shmuel that asks Bia b'tchila b'Shabbos. Over here, he's not going to have a way out. He's going to have to say it's a machlokas tanaim eventually, and he knew that, but he'd rather build up as many tanaim as he can who are all going to say that it's aser. So when we go through all the other brises that sound like it might be the same machlokas, Abaye wants to put them all on the team that says that it's aser. So man chacham, who are the chacham that say that you're allowed to be on the first time in Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Dabar Dabar Shein Meskavin Mutter. Going full circle. Maybe that's Rabbi Shimon who holds that Dabar Shein Meskavin is Mutter, and that's why you're allowed to be on for the first time in Shabbos, because you're not having kavana, whether it be to make the chabura, whether it be to make the Pesach. But wait, Rabbi Shimon is moda that when it's a psik reshe, that the davar sheni miskavin is aser. So Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Abaye, lo kalal le bavliim shein bekiin bataya, ela bekiin bataya. No, it's not a psik reshe. Not like those Babylonians who don't know to have bia without drawing blood. We're assuming like those who know how to have bia, at least on occasion, without drawing blood and without making a pesach. So mela, it's not a psik reshe. Im kein torid lama. So if that's the case, though, why did we learn that Chassan is part of Kriya Shema? Because he's Tarud about the Be'ilah. He's a Baki. Why is he Tarud? So says Gemara, she'eno Baki. The Tarud is for someone who's not so expert at Be'ilah, and since he's not a Baki, he's going to be Tarud. So says the Gemara, so I have an idea. Yomru Baki Mutter, she'eno Baki Aser. Let us say that a Baki is Mutter, and an Eno Baki is going to be Aser. So Rav Baki and Hain says, well, no, most people know how to have Bia Bataya. So for the Miut that are not Baki, and the Mishnah doesn't have to be Mechalik and tell between a Baki and an Eino Baki. So someone who's an Eino Baki Bataya is really an Echinami, though, is Asr to have Bia with a Basula for the first time on Shabbos. If most people are Baki and Bataya, why do I need Shushvin and why do I need the Mappa? If the Chassan wants to lie and say that he didn't see Basulim, he could just have Bia Bataya and say that there was no Dam. No, because we're afraid that maybe the Chassan is going to see Dam, and the Mappa's going to get lost, and he's going to say that he never saw Dam Basulim. So the Shushvinim and the Mappa are not there because the Dam Basulim is definitely going to happen. It's there just in case it does happen. Meaning the concern that maybe he'll be Bol Bataya, and he'll say that he's Bol Bir Gemura, and he didn't see Dam, that's not such a concern, because if he would do that, the girl could just always say, Adayin Basula Ani. She could just say, I'm still a Basula, and Bezin could ultimately be Mevarer, who's correct, because we're going to see in a few Dapim from now that there was a certain kind of examination that could be done on the woman to see if she's still a Basula. But what we were concerned about is that he's going to have Bia, there's going to be Dam, and then he's going to throw the sheet right away in the washing machine, and there's not going to be any evidence to it. So that's why we need to make sure that you have the Shushvinin and that you have the Mappa. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up the second to last line of the page at Masiv Rabbi Ami. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Recording stopped. There we go.